Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York, and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah, and my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Dig it. 2018, you know what I mean? Keeping it lean.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Woo! Arts and Seizures, I'm back. Mike Edison here with the king of Maspeth rock and roll.
The count, please. The count.
The count, Mr. Peter Zaremba, and we're going to celebrate.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Oh, wow. We're going crazy out there in Radioland, Pete, and we're
it's
celebrating.
It's a very active audience.
We're back. We're
studio
celebrating
audience.
The final season of Arts and Seizure. That's right.
What do you mean, final season?
The final season. About? We're beginning the countdown. I think today is episode
I'm the count, and
the
I'm
count.
Not down.
The countdown. That's good. Ooh. I like that. He's not
down. It's a very vigorous studio audience here.
It is today. The awkward date table is anything but awkward today. These people are clearly in love.
And there's some nice families here.
Nice families
here. We were out meeting the kids.
Vitor, the engineer, just got back from Brazil.
You're kidding.
No, why would I kid about such a thing?
Vitor, how you doing? How was Brazil?
It was great. It was warm.
Do you remember what Frank said about Brazil?
Well, they put a lot of coffee
they
in the coffee.
They got a lot of coffee in Brazil.
That's right.
That's right, baby.
I've heard stories about the cocaine in Brazil.
Now, wait a second. That's not
well, coffee is so junior league. All right, we're celebrating Elvis's birthday.
Plus
we're
seven.
At it. He would have been 83 last week. Are you ready to celebrate Elvis's birthday?
I'm ready.
At
I'm
the
ready.
Arts and Seizure,
everyone,
Elvis Presley.
Are you ready out there?
Party.
All around the world.
Vitor, hit me with some
Elvis.
Elvis
Day plus seven.
All right.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da, da-da-da.
Well, I'll see, CC Rider, I'll see what you have done.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what you done. Come, 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 come. I used to love me, but I don't want to go. One more time, Pete. All right, let's get this party started. All right, all right, all right. Enough of that foolishness.
Oh, they're going crazy.
I do love Elvis Presley, and as I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Thank you very much. I always say I don't like people who don't like Elvis.
How come, Mike? How
fuck
come?
Those people. Because how could you not like Elvis?
Who doesn't love Elvis?
Who doesn't love Elvis?
I remember
communists.
I was going to say the commies. The commies, maybe. No, even they liked Elvis. Everyone liked Elvis.
Everyone loves Elvis.
I remember a time when I didn't like Elvis.
Whoa!
And then I realized, you know what snapped me out of it? Unfortunately, his death. And a lot of people were making fun of him, like some rock critics and stuff, and saying, oh, it's about time. They were saying stuff like, and then all of a sudden I said,
about
wait
time.
A minute.
The man was like 42 years old when he died.
I know. And I said,
check
wait a minute, that's
that,
not right.
I mean, he was 42.
And he was making great records then. You know,
oh,
Way Down.
Moody Blue, his last
Blue?
Hit. I loved Moody Blue.
And that cold Kentucky rain. Come on.
That cold Long Island rain.
That cold New Jersey rain.
Speaking of New Jersey, you were out in New Jersey last night.
This morning, I should say. Until this morning.
This morning, 2017 was a rough year for some great musicians.
There was a rough year. We were all at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, the big celebration of the music and life of Pat DiNizio of the Smithereens. And I have to say, there was we did one of the last songs of the night. We did Time and Time Again, and I had to admit, I hit this estate. I said, you know, I even rather that it would have been Pat up there singing the song rather than me, but that's of course not to be.
The Smithereens, classic New Jersey pop band, but Pat, like, I mean, he was friends with many people in New Jersey, and his influence in his songwriting and his music went far beyond the Smithereens. I remember they were playing when I first started playing. I mean, they've been around for a long time. Yeah, it's sad.
It was sad. Pat was in a special spot with us because we kind of took them under our wing very early on and let them open for us a lot of shows. And Pat actually road managed for us.
Oh, yeah.
He offered to road manage. And I remember once we were driving up to Canada and we were passing Dannemora, the state prison for the mentally insane. And Pat and I were in the front seat musing about how the, I don't know if you remember, the supervillain, the frog.
From the frog.
Yeah. We pictured the frog sitting on his bunk in his cell at Dannemora, musing over his life like of crime.
I'm the frog. I love the frogs from Courageous Cat. Which was actually Bob Kane worked on. It's such an obvious Batman spoof. But the great thing is, like, the guy who like invented Batman basically worked on it, which is why it's so good.
And a great theme song. Anyway, we're all there. I was I was waiting to go on stage, and. And a woman goes, she pushed me to stand next to this guy who I sort of recognized but didn't quite. And she goes, oh, we want a picture of him with one of the Ruddles. And I said, lady, I'm not in the Ruddles. And then she, of course, started saying Hexbreaker or something. She knew who I was. As it turns out, the guy was Dave Davies, who got up on stage and sang a few of his beautiful songs. Dave Davies.
Of the Kinks. And funny you mentioned the Kinks, because we're going to be talking about Elvis, and we're going to be Milk Cow Blues is on the list today, and I love the Kinks version of Milk Cow Blues.
Oh, the Kinks.
We're not
going to
be hearing that today. We're going to be hearing. We're going back. We're going way back.
We're going back to the source.
We're going back right to the source. I thought we'd start.
I noticed we have a slapback thing going.
Yeah,
this is in honor of Elvis.
Little Sun Studio thing going on here. A little Sam
Vito. Phillips, that's like
flying saucer.
It's
rock
kind of the Brazilian
thing
Sun Studio thing
happening. Well, they put a lot of cocaine in the cocaine in Brazil.
They got a lot of. The studio audience likes that. That one, right?
You know, I always, as we start off with Arthur Crudup, we're gonna do That's All Right Mama, Elvis's first thing, you know, and I'm still, I just want to, you know, because I am an angry young man, as it was, and I'm still pissed off at Chuck D for calling Elvis a racist and Fight the Power. Elvis was a hero to most, but he didn't mean shit to me. Straight up racist sucker was simple and plain. Motherfuck him and John Wayne, if you recall the lyrics to a song I otherwise like. And later Chuck did apologize for like calling Elvis was racist. He was like, well, I didn't really understand. Yeah, I was sort of talking about this totemic racism of the South, and, you know, and white guys ripping off, you know, black guys, which I get, but he's still singing it. I love Public Enemy, I'm a big fan, but I saw them like recently, and he's still singing Elvis was a racist. So
you know what,
Chuck D, fuck you.
Oh man, I like Chuck D too.
You know, you're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to set an example. And I get his confusion, but also
the
I gotta
confusion.
Say, you know, this begs the question: Can black people? Can African Americans appropriate or culturally appropriate African American music?
Well, that's what I was gonna say.
You know, I mean, can you? Because he sure did. Because Chuck, was on Martin Scorsese's, in Martin Scorsese's documentary at the Blues, talking about how much he loves the record Electric Mud and how that's, it's like, yeah, we love Muddy Waters. We're really into Electric Mud. Like the worst, you know, you know, a bunch of white rock guys backing up Muddy Waters.
That's a rough one.
You know, and Muddy hated that record. It was sort of like this Marshall chess engineered thing, as anyone of taste would. Anyway, let's go back to the beginning.
You're going back to the beginning?
Not going way back, Daddy-O. That's all right. Was Elvis's. You look like you need it.
I think
sipping is not really the correct technique.
I was driving back from Red Bank at 2 in the morning. But
What's ailing you probably requires at least 2 Alka-Seltzers and a pistol.
Anyway, a few caps in
let's,
here.
Let's go back. Let's right, go back it, all the way back. Here's Arthur, back. Big Boy Credit playing. That's all right. Mama.
For you, that's all right, no mama. Any way you do, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, no mama. Any way you do. Well, my mama, she done told me. Papa told me too. The life you live in, son, now women be the death for you. That's all right, that's all right now, mama, any way you do, yeah, man. I love that woman, but I got to let her go. But that's all right, that's all right, that's all right now, mama, any way you do. Babe, now if you don't want me, why not tell me so? You won't be bothered with me around your house no more. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do.
Can you dig it? Hell, well, that wasn't Elvis. That was Arthur Big Boy Cutup. But that was Elvis's first single for Sun Records in 1954. And they still ask the question, can white guys sing the blues? And I'm telling you, fuck yeah, they can. It just don't sound the same as our black brothers. That's all I can
say. The white way.
I like the way Frank Sinatra sang the blues. I liked the way Hank Williams sang the blues. I love you know, the way Jimmy Rogers sings the blues, and so did Howlin' Wolf. But I think, you know, I just puts a burr in my saddle. It puts a bee in my bonnet. It really chafes me. Look, when
Chuck,
I hear
Chuck D,
you know,
obviously,
that shit.
Obviously, no, I understand what Chuck is saying.
For a motherfucker who's still got an anti-Semite, you know, in the group, and, you know, the shit that these guys have said, and I love them so much. Yeah. But they don't, public enemies like the Mets. It's like, I love them so much, but sometimes they don't make it that easy.
Well, it's always possible for someone just to be wrong, you know? Chuck D, look, I understand what he's saying from the point of view, like, yeah, black people did not need Elvis to turn them on to black music. But we needed Elvis to turn us onto black.
But Elvis learned from these cats. I mean, he grew up in Mississippi, and he learned literally at their knees.
Yeah, did you ever visit? I know a lot of people visit Graceland.
Oh, yeah.
But have you ever visited his shotgun home in Tupelo?
No.
I've been there. Modest, very modest.
By the way, Graceland is modest by, you know.
I know, by great standards. Neck standards.
You get
by great neck standards.
Yeah, the mansions, you know, by Gotti standards, by Howard Beach standards. By him. And they buried the poor guy out in the backyard like the pet hamster.
And that's what I was going to say. We never met Elvis, but kind of early on, the Fleshtones drove past Graceland, went to the gate, and of all people that come to the gate, but this is before it was open to public. Uncle Vernon came to the gate.
You were unexpected, just unannounced.
Yeah, and he said, "Come on in, boys." He let us in, and he showed us around a bit, and did show us.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Are you the Fleshtones?
Yeah, the Fleshtones.
They said to you, "Are you the Fleshtones?"
They said, "No, he didn't say we're the Fleshtones." He goes, "Who are you, Yankee boys?" Well, we all affected Southern accents, of course, and said we were from Tennessee. But,
I am. And I'm thinking, my vision is like the Fleshtones out by like Elvis's grave in the backyard. Yeah. You're like Spinal Tap, you know?
Exactly.
You know, trying to harmonize.
We didn't try to harmonize. We're strictly a unison band.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Let's harmonize.
Ain't the harmonize coming from me? More raga. We're going to do one of my.
They're out.
They're loving it.
The date table, they're out of wine. Get another.
For those of you ready now, Pete is now doing semaphore for order another bottle of wine.
No, not for me. Yeah, telling him get his date another glass of wine.
We're gonna do an. Elvis.
It's never too early. You know what I'm saying, Mike? The gentle persuader.
Wine. Nuts. It's not just for breakfast anymore.
Yeah, it's not just for breakfast. The audience, they love. Let's do this song.
All right, we're gonna do a dirty Elvis
song.
We're gonna do a dirty Elvis song. We're doing a One Night of Sin, I believe. Right?
I think that's what I've been paying for.
That's what I've been paying for. Vitor, you got my guitar mic on, nice and prominent. There you go. Love it. Ready? Here you go.
One night of sin is what I've been paying for. The things I didn't saw could make the earth stand still. Please don't call my name. It makes me feel so ashamed. I lost my sweet helping hand. I got myself to blame. You know what? I always lived a very quiet life and never did no wrong. But now I know that very quiet life has cost me nothing but harm. One night of sin is now what I've been paying for. The things I did and saw would make the earth stand still. All right now, I always live a very quiet life. I never did no wrong. But now I know my very, very quiet life has cost me nothing but harm. One night of sin is what I'm now paying for. Those things I didn't saw would make the earth stand still. Oh, Mikey. Is that all?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Mike.
That's all you're paying for. That's what you get. I'll tell you what, $20 used to buy a good time in this town.
I'll tell you what, Mike. Talking about paying.
Pain?
I've got
pain? Talking about pain?
It's lucky that you answered the door here at the Heritage Radio studio this morning, because you've been.
I keep knocking.
They've brought you this big check.
Oh.
They brought you this big check. And I don't know, the studio.
This is going to be Pete's got a big novelty check.
A giant check, which actually
a giant novelty
is negotiable.
Check. This is very good.
If you can fit it into your ATM or AMT, if you can fit it in, it's, but
this is fantastic. You guys got to check us on Facebook because this is a giant novelty check. I love novelty checks.
This is a giant.
I wish I could pay my rent in a giant novelty check.
I know, me too. And as it says on top, your money to Mike Sharkey Edison. And it's all yours. And as my grandma, in old grandma in Massworth, used to say, "Don't spend foolish." So this is all yours.
I'm going to buy
myself a photo. The audience is watching. No,
I'm going to buy myself something really pretty.
Buy yourself something nice.
All right.
They're looking. They want to see how much it's for.
Well, it's $125 clear, and that's for that was for, by the way, the debut appearance of Sharkey and the Count. What we call our little musical duo when we go on the road.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Sharkey and the Count.
And we will be appearing again at the Bait and Tackle on their penultimate evening Bait and Tackle in Red Hook, the legendary dive bar, unfortunately shuttering their doors, but not before we come and make a mess.
Mikey, think about
January 26th, Sharkey and the Count.
Think about it, Mikey. $125, and it's all yours.
This is like a blue ribbon day, banner day. It's about as much money as I've ever made in the music industry.
It's been very good to you.
It's been very, very, very good to me. I'll tell you what.
What are we going to do now?
I'll tell you what. I want to go back one more time.
How far back?
One of my favorites. I love the Milk Cow Blues.
I love
the song
too.
Sessions, and I love the Kinks version of it. I really do. I actually like the Aerosmith version about it.
About that title, I never thought about it until just recently. It's rather kind of lascivious.
I've had no milk and butter since my cow's been gone. What do you think it means, Pete?
I have no idea.
You want to get the existential?
I don't know. Let's listen to the song and find who's this.
But I do love
this. Smiley Lewis.
This is Kokomo Arnold.
Kokomo Arnold.
All right.
Kokomo.
Can you dig it? All right.
You're
an artist, Caesar. We're going back. It's Elvis Presley Day. We're going the roots of the king of rock and roll, also the king of Maspeth, and
the count, and
your seed from the Dirty Jurors. Here we go, spin it.
All in good morning, and I said, "Blues, how do you do?" All in good morning, I said, "Blues, how do you do?" No matter where this morning, can't get along with you. How can I do right, baby, when you won't do right yourself? How can I do right, baby, when you won't do right yourself? Lord, if my good gal quits me, well, I don't want nobody else. Now you can read out your hymn book, preach out your Bible, fall down on your knees and pray. The good Lord will help you, cause you gonna need my help someday. Mama, if you can't quit your sinning, please quit your low-down ways. Since I woke up this morning and I looked out those, since I knowed my mammy's milk cow put it, Mama, Lord, butter, where's your load? Lord, if you see my milk cow put it, I said, please drive her home. Since I ain't had no milk and butter, Mama, Lord, since my cow been gone. Since my blues fell this morning and my love come falling down. Since my blues fell this morning and my love come falling down. Till I be a low-down dog, Mama, but please don't dog me around. Take the rocking chair to rock, Mama,
a rubber ball to roll. Takes a little tease and brown pretty mama just to pacify my soul. Lord, I don't feel welcome. It's no place I go. Oh, the little woman I love, mama, has done drove me from her door.
All right. Pokemon Arnold, that's the original, the Milk Cow Blues. Can you dig it? But I'll tell you right now, Pete, I'm bringing it. We're going back now. I'm going flash forward into the future of rock and roll. I want to play you my version of the very same.
Please do.
Can you dig it? The Edison Rocket Train doing the Milk Cow Blues. Keep it rocking. Keep it happening. Right here on Arts and Seizure. Vitor, spin it.
This game. Hey.
Look out my door, I can see my old milk cow. Can see the way she goes. If you see my milk cow, please bring her home. I had no milk or butter, oh, since my cow has been gone. Well, I tried to treat you right, day by day. Get out my little purple, get on my knees and pray. If you see my milk cow, please bring her home. I
Whoa, is that makes you kind of want to rethink everything you've ever done before, huh,
Pete? That really evokes the sleepy old South. You know, I'm sitting on the porch.
Well, you know. They say, can white guys sing the blues? And I say, sure we can. We just sound that different. That song moved about as fast as things are happening at the awkward. Oh, my God. I can't believe he's pawing her breast.
I know.
I don't know if you can see it from this angle.
I go, your Milk Cow Blues.
The awkward blues table is anything but awkward.
She tried to give him money. That's right.
She tried to give him his money back.
I know.
Reminds me of that old joke. Why Jewish guys like to watch porn movies backwards?
Why?
Because we like the part where the hooker gives the money back. All right, it's been our Elvis Presley.
You can tell that joke. I can't. Wait, you don't tell me it's not over.
It's the fastest 30 minutes on the radio today.
Don't
forget, we're counting down. We got 20 more shows left to the 250th show of Arts and Seizure. It's been an unbelievable time. But no, 20 years, it takes us a while to get through 20 shows, Pete. Don't relax. Yeah, the sun's going to be shining. It's going to be July out there.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful in the Chappie.
I mean,
tub.
Today it's so fucking cold. We're measuring the temperature
it's
in Kelvin.
Horrible. How cold
we're
going to
climb
Mikey?
Our way through Celsius.
Mikey, how cold is
it's
it?
It's so cold.
It's so cold that... Mike, I just got to say, thank you for sharing Elvis Day plus 7.
I love Elvis Day.
Plus 7.
And once again, I hate people who don't like Elvis.
I don't like people who don't like Elvis. I hate people who make fun of Elvis.
And
I got to wear the Elvis outfit on stage and Legends on stage in Las Vegas.
But it wasn't on ice, was it?
No.
Was it on meth?
I was marveling about the game of hockey last night. That not only do they have to play the game, they have to skate. It's unbelievable.
Well, they're one and the same, actually.
Oh, I can't believe it.
We should dedicate a show to Elvis impersonators, but to all our friends who are Elvis fans and lovers. And
impersonators.
And by the way, anybody, if you don't like Elvis, don't listen to this fucking show. Seriously, I don't need you. I don't
want
you.
Take a hike.
And that goes for you too, Chuck
Go
D.
listen to NPR. Right. No pizza radio.
No pizza radio. NPR.
No pizza.
Who needs them?
Mike Edison.
We're gonna have some.
I have my whiskey.
We're gonna have some pizza.
We're
coming back next week. We got blockbuster shows coming up.
More stars than there are in the heavens.
That's right. A cavalcade of stars. An embarrassment of riches. Before we go out, I want to, speaking of white guys singing the blues, let's do one more that Elvis enjoyed doing by the great artist Lowell Folsom. Are you ready, Pete?
Well, so long, pretty baby. Oh, how I hate to see it go. Well, so long, pretty baby. Oh, how I hate to see it go. Well, the way that I'm gonna miss you. Well, I guess you'll never know. Well, we've been together so long to have to separate this way. Well, we've been together so long to have to separate this way. Well, I'm gonna have to let you go ahead now, baby, but I'll let you come back home someday. I'll play the blues. Play the blues, Mike Edison from New Jersey. Oh.
South Jersey. Jersey Delta. The Dirty Jers.
Oh! You said you once loved me, yeah. But now I guess you've gone and changed your mind. Yes, you said that you once loved me, ha! But I know you've gone and changed your mind. Oh, yeah. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Come on and give yourself a little more time.
All right, happy birthday, Elvis Presley. Thanks to everybody out in North Sousa Land. Thanks to Beautiful Spinning the Knobs. Pizza around the mic, Edison. We're going to see you next week with the Can't Damn Again.
Where's my pizza? Oh, he's been drinking whiskey.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.